The White House Report.
The Trump administration has a heart for prison reform, but unfortunately, sentencing reform is not on the table. I talked with Sherilyn Ifill, the head of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, about the holdup on sentencing reform is being Jeff Sessions, the U.S. Attorney General, who the president doesn't necessarily like.
Question, April, is how can Jeff Sessions hold up sentencing reform? We understand how he held it up 3 years ago when there was a bipartisan sentencing reform bill under the Obama administration, and Jeff Sessions held it up. We understood because he was the United States Senator. He actually had a vote. He had influence on a committee and so forth. He is no longer a United States Congressman. He is the Attorney General of the United States. His job is to execute the laws that are passed by Congress, not himself to decide what laws will be passed. So someone will have to explain to me how the president can allow Jeff Sessions to hold up the issue of sentencing reform. It can happen in a minute. The president could tweet tomorrow that he thinks sentencing reform is important, and he would have Congress people who would line up behind him. So this is an issue that if the president really was interested in criminal justice reform, he would be taking this up. We know that his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, has supported this idea of what he's calling prison reform. It really involves individuals who have been in prison being able to get good time credits and having an opportunity to be transferred to halfway houses. This is all in the federal system, by the way, which is the smallest part of our criminal justice system. But that's the back end. And what we need is the front end, especially because Jeff Sessions has begun ramping up overcharging, having his U.S. attorneys overcharge and seek harsh sentences, something that Attorney General Eric Holder had reversed under his Smart on Crime initiative. So we have Jeff Sessions shoveling people more into the system on the front end. We have, for some reason, his refusal to support sentencing reform and the acquiescence of the White House in that. And we have the president coming out for these staged pardons, even of people who are deceased, and in some instances of people who are deceased and who have no conviction to be pardoned of. So this is a very cynical and unfortunate conversation about criminal justice reform, and that is very much at odds with the conversation that the athletes have really tried to provoke and tried to lift up, that really is about structural reform. And it relates to the Starbucks issue because, of course, we know that the employee at Starbucks called the police on two African-American men because they had not ordered something. They were waiting for someone for a business meeting, and the police came and arrested those men. And so there's a lot of issues, you know, that I can talk about with Starbucks, but, you know, there are also issues about the decision of the police to arrest those men. And this is the kind of thing we're talking about. And if those men, those two very exceptional and very impressive young men, behaved slightly differently, that could have had tragic consequences.
For more on this story, go to AURN.com or follow me on Twitter. I'm April Ryan, AURN News.